Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Eileen Carter, vice chair of the petition to recall Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This effort continues on. A number of the issues that form the basis of what they're doing, still not resolved. If you want these things to change, sign the petition. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, please sign the petition.
So, Eileen, let me ask you, we're into week, what, 4 or 5 of the effort here?
I've kind of lost count because at this point, I'm just like, I want the signatures by the end of the year. So y'all get off of your seats and let's get these signatures done by the end of the year. I would really love to have this on the spring ballot. We do not have to wait.
So the point I was going to make is, has there been a change in what you're hearing at all from the folks that you're engaging with as to when you first started to today?
Absolutely. I believe this really lit a light and opened people's eyes, kind of let the scales fall off so people could see what was going on, kind of like the emperor has no clothes, you know, type of thing. They're like, wait, you know, I wasn't necessarily paying attention to all of these things. A lot of people didn't really understand what the mayor's responsibilities were in all of the departments that she oversees. And so a lot of it has been education. And, you know, some people didn't know that the mayor is president of the Sewage and Water Board. And I said, yeah, those water bills, yeah. How many years have we had to get this fixed? But, you know, it's really educating the public. And honestly, we have more people who are just more and more upset in every day. Like we said last time, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving in the most negative way, even for our business community. And, you know, those have to go out and represent the city and try to lure tourism. You know, they're having a hard time as well. Our hotels, our businesses, you see our businesses leaving, residents leaving. So it has been sad, but a lot of people are commiserating together, and this has brought unity, and it gives people a choice. Before, we didn't have one. Now we do. We have a choice, and so I encourage everyone to sign the recall.
Obviously, when we say the gift that keeps on giving, the mayor's arrogance continues to reveal itself on a number of different issues. The travel payment, the city attorney comes out the other day, says she is in fact an employee, therefore the policies and procedures in and around the conduct of employees applies to her. He claims that he's going to be asking her to reimburse the money. What are you hearing from constituents on this issue?
Well, between the upgraded fees and the living at the Puntalbo for free, it really shows the disconnect because, you know, she doesn't have to worry about putting her trash out and dealing with that. She's not dealing with the water bills. She's not dealing with crime because she has security. You know, she's not rolling around the potholes. She has the city cars and things of this nature. So she's not living the life of a New Orleanian. And it's funny, I was listening to you on your intro. You were talking about transparency and accountability. And those are the things that the mayor ran on in her first term. That was like the big thing. I know because I wrote it so much, you know, being social media manager, accountability and transparency. And so we're just looking for that as residents from our leadership. You know, we're not asking her for anything that she didn't say that she was going to offer for us. We don't have it. Everything is on fire. And it's just time for a change because, like you said, nothing is changing. And I do want to put this out there because it is Night Out Against Crime. We do have 2 events today. You can see those on nolatoya.org. And actually, I'll pull it up and give it to you. We have one at Uptown in Constantinople, and we have one on Lakeshore on Jewel Street. But what I really want to encourage everyone to do, because there's like 80-some events throughout the city, what I want to encourage people to do is to go on nolatoya.org, read the instructions. I'm just asking you to download one sheet. If you'd like to do more, we would love that. Download one sheet and get 15 signatures. That's it. We're not asking you to, you know, to do a lot. You know, if you feel that you love New Orleans, we're asking you to download one sheet, take it tonight out against crime, get those 15 signatures, and drop it off at an authorized event, or you can mail it to our P.O. Box at Nolatoya, P.O. Box 750-788, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115. Mail it into P.O. Box 750-788. NOLA 70115, and that's the way we're going to get this done, with everyone working together. The residents, the voters are empowered.
Eileen, a lot of folks texting in wanting to know what changed for you. You just mentioned this transparency and accountability that the mayor campaigned on in her first campaign for mayor. It's a promise that she made to the electorate. Is it part of that issue for you that she failed in that regard, and at some point in time was not delivering transparency and accountability?
To be perfectly honest, there were so many things that kind of led up to this, because I love the city of New Orleans, and I know the power she has with just texting a director. Like, it doesn't take more than her to just text the director and say, do this. It really doesn't take more than that. And the power that she has to help people, I don't understand why that isn't happening. She has the power of the city. Help the people. We are hurting, literally, in every neighborhood. She talks about quality of life and low-hanging fruit. That's what she talks about. Well, our quality of life, our trash, you know, our construction, you know, the IG put out something about that, about the Sewage and Water Board and the public works not working together well enough, you know, that these projects are moving forward in the way that they're supposed to. Well, she leads both of them. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you need to talk to somebody else. You lead both of these agencies. So let's do something. Let's change the quality of life for our everyday residents, because we are scared. We are fearful. We're hitting potholes with large bills. You have windows being cracked by carjackers, and, you know, people rummaging through your car at night. You know, this is the way we're living every day, and we need help. It's simply help, and you have the power to do it. So help us.
What would your reaction be, and what are you hearing from the public as well? It seems as though, you know, we have budget hearings coming this way. Tommy Tucker interviewed J.P. Morrell during his show this morning, and J.P. said that one of the budget provisions that the mayor is putting forward is that in the next budget year, they're only accounting for one trash pickup a week, although we're paying for two.
That is kind of blows my mind. You know, during Ida, I was in a rural area, and so we only had one trash pickup a week, and that was the struggle there. So in a municipality like New Orleans, I mean, just think about the seafood that we eat on a basic level. You know, that may be funny to some, but it's serious. You know, the stench, it drives rodents. We already have, you know, issues with animals, you know, and wildlife that are, you know, kind of coming into the city more since Katrina and things like that. Like, we cannot have trash just once a week, you know, renegotiate, figure it out. But, you know, it goes back to these trash issues were before Ida. So this isn't something new. This is something we've been dealing with for over a year. And so, you know, at what point do we have leadership that brings everybody to the table and gets something done for a resident? Put your egos aside, put your, you know, your animosity to whomever aside. The people should come first, and that's just what is not happening right now. Egos are involved, and for whatever reason, she's letting her ego lead her rather than the voice of the people.
I just want to announce this because I've got a text here. It says, I'm frustrated. We have yet to see a recall event in a black neighborhood or near a church. Desai and Gentilly would be a great example. Y'all actually have one at Paris and Mirabeau in Gentilly on October 6th from 4 to 7.
I'd like to give feedback on that, because I've had four events in the East already, and we've had them throughout the city. I had two this weekend in the lower Ninth Ward. So I would say maybe they interact with us a little bit more. And if you are looking for one in your neighborhood, I'm all about it. Partner with us. Go right there on nolatoya.org. If you get three volunteers, you know, we'll bring volunteers. Let's partner in this and let's do this. Let's bring it to your neighborhood. Let your neighbors know we're coming, and we will show up. I show up everywhere all day long. I've been doing this every day since October 26th. I have not let up. And so we will meet you where you are, and we will do one in your neighborhood. Just all you have to do is go click on it, and we will return it in 24 hours. We will connect with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about Wisner for a second. A lot has happened. And the reason I'm bringing these issues up is that I really believe in my heart of hearts that as it relates to your recall effort, that people are standing tall. They are being very aggressive on these issues. People are taking note. It's given a voice to a lot of folks that have not had a voice before. They
exactly.
recognize it, and they see it for what it is, and they're standing up. And there's a lot that's happened that I would have never guessed just 4 or 5 weeks ago that this was going to occur. But Wisner's one of them. You know,
the
council stood up. They went to mm-hmm. court. The court said that, from my perspective right now, unless there's something earth shattering that comes my way, these are public dollars. This deal needs to unwind, and we need to move forward. We'll see what happens in the next round of court proceedings, but it seems as though that's the path that it's going down.
It is absolutely headed that way, and honestly, I've learned so much through this recall with regard to, you know, more about Wisner, as well as, you know, with it being over and then her creating it being private and kind of trying to work around the council. But it seems like that's what she does. She tries to work around the council rather than working with them. And that's the problem that we're having. You know, we can't be an island right now. We all have to do this together. And if she says, you know, I need the public's help, then we all have to do this together. It's not one person. Well, you have to do that as well. You have to work with us. And so, you know, this stuff coming out with the Wisner, and then the stuff going to the mayor's fund. And then for me, you know, just knowing all of the programming that was going through Wisner via the mayor's fund with regard to gun violence prevention, that's a light that needs to be shown. What's happening there? You know, these were programs that have been supposed to be working since 2018. If these gun violence prevention programs have been working since 2018, I believe that we should see a difference in crime. We shouldn't be the capital of the nation in murder. So, you know, those are where my questions come in. You know, what's happening? What's going on? And I believe we're going to see a lot more of the intricacies of where our dollars actually went. And, you know, it's time, because if we all speak up at the same time, and that's my point, you know, you can disregard and you can ignore one or two voices. You can't disregard the entire city. So if we all speak up at the same time in our spheres of influence, we can make a better New Orleans for everyone. So that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do. Whatever your situation is, speak up in your sphere of influence. Now is the time. New Orleans doesn't have time to wait. We are crumbling. There was something last night regarding the city's blighted properties. You know, you can do code enforcement on everybody else, but you got to start at your own front door. You know, you got to sweep it. And so we have to, you know, clean up the city to entice people. There was somebody who put something under one of the posts, and they were talking about the lighting. She was like, I had my high beams on and I still couldn't see. You know, we're dealing with basic things. You can't see. You know, the aggravated rape was downgraded. Like, these are things that are affecting us in our everyday quality of life, and we can't take it anymore. So I need everyone to speak up, whether you're in the business community, whether you're in, you know, public service. I don't care where you are. You need to speak up, get off the fence, and do this for the city. We are bigger than one person. We are New Orleans. We are New Orleans.
What do you say to your detractors? Obviously, a lot of notoriety around this initiative. A lot of national spot, been in the national news almost every day for 30 days now. This has been reported on. The crime rate's been reported on. The ills that y'all have brought to the forefront has been reported on. Basically, every major news publication in the country has written a story over the last 30 days. I've had a lot of people ask me, and I said, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back and reflect in order to move forward with a newfound energy, a newfound perseverance, and attack these issues. They're not going to go away. What do you say?
I'm like, it's a cry for help. It's literally a cry for help. You know, the mayor said she doesn't embrace being the murder capital of the nation. Well, we don't want to embrace it either, but it is what it is. Facts are facts. And it seems like there's a disconnect with the mayor in facts. And so there's a fact that, you know, all of our police officers are leaving. Why? She said it's the consent decree. But when you looked at the exit interviews, that's not what they were saying. You know, I had someone post, you know, I read all my posts and I really engage. You know, I had someone post and they were saying that they were reprimanded because when they jumped out to do a takedown, they didn't have a mask on. And so they were reprimanded. And I'm like, but did he catch the criminal? You know what I'm saying? You know, did the mask come off during the takedown? Like, he was jumping out to make sure that we were safe. I'm like, those things should come into context, you know, when we're dealing with our officers. So, you know, we need to understand what our officers' grievances are. There was actually another article a couple months ago saying that our youth don't feel heard. You know, that's something too. You know, maybe we should be listening to them. Are we talking to them? Are we engaging with them? What's going on with NORD? You know, there used to be so many programs. There aren't anymore. So we're just trying to figure out what we can do to get us all together and working on the same page. And with regard to the national attention, it's kind of funny because the national attention started with her, you know, taking international travel. So I believe she brought the spotlight on herself. And then once they started to see what was going on here, you know, they started reporting it on for themselves. But, you know, I'm thankful because it highlights what we need. And honestly, the travel wasn't even the biggest thing for us. You know, that it was low hanging fruit. But if that's what helped get the attention, then so be it. You know, we need help. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know because you're living in a bubble. And I think New Orleans has lived in a bubble of our own kind of dysfunction for a little while. And we need to know that there is better because we all deserve better.
Well, Eileen, I know that y'all have been very strategic in releasing the numbers. And I get that strategy. Any update there?
I will. We did have a press conference last week. We have, in the first month, we received 20% of the signatures that we need. We are pacing, like I said, on that 5 months instead of six. But, of course, I want to, you know, do it in less time than that. So that's why I'm encouraging people to go download a sheet, 15 signatures. If 3,600, 3,600, like the 300 in the movie, well, I'm asking us to be the 3,600. You know, go get those 15 signatures and send them back to us. We can create this change together. Go to nolatoya.org.
Eileen Carter, Vice Chair of the Petition to Recall, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, best of luck. We'll have you on again next week for an update. Stay with us, folks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.